Samach Dalin on the base, close to Machlokes Hatanoim by Anira Hamarasa. The Chachamim hold either he or the Yemakabi Mazita, either the husband can give the get to the father-in-law, to his father-in-law, or to his wife directly. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees that it can be. Ein Shtei Adayim Zeches Kachas. What kind of an argument is that? Ein Shtei Adayim Zeches Kachas. What he means to argue the point is that you can't have two people to buy them over the same thing. Let's say you have Shutvin own a house to Shutvin, so it's not that they both own the same house. I own 70% and you own 30%. I own 50% and you own 50%. Each one owns whatever he owns, and he has his chusi tashmish anur. It's not the pshat that they both own the same thing. I can't sell the whole thing. I can only sell my 30% or my 50%. Whatever I own, I have chusi tashmish anur, but I only own part. And that's what Yudo argues. There is no such thing as two people being the bailim over the same thing. So how can you say the husband gives a get to his wife? So you say the Avi HaIsha, the father of the Naira HaMarasa, is a Bailam on the Kabbalah Saget, and the wife is also a Bailam on the Kabbalah Saget. No such thing. How can you have two people Bailam over the Kabbalah Saget? Sometimes you have, I can give the get either to my wife or to my wife Shliach. It's not that they're both Bailam over the Kabbalah Saget. The wife is the Bailam on the Kabbalah Saget, and the Shliach represents the wife. But over here, the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda had the impression from the Chachamim that by Naira HaMarasa, he, Rabbi Yehuda, Kabbalah Mezgit, each one has a Koyach of Bailas. So the Shaila is, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass in he, Rabbi Yehuda, Kabbalah Mezgit. So what do we taka hold? Do we hold that based on some Xeris HaKosov over here, this is an exception to the rule that she and the father are both Bailam and the Kabbalah Saget? Or we say, no, this is like the case of Shaliach, just like the wife can make a shliach le kabbalah saget. So the bailam and the kabbalah saget is really the wife. The shliach is not a bailam. Shluch shlovin kemoise is considered as if the get had been given to the wife. So that's an important shayla. What nekuda do the rabbanim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda? So the Ramban and the Malchamis on our daf, the second half of the Malchamis, claims that this is a machlokes Rabbi and Rav Nachman in Kiddushin on daf. Memhei, Amar Allah going over to Amar Beis. The Gemara there in Kiddushin says, when you have a Naira Hamaras, the Hebrew Abim, the Kabbalah Mezgita, we pass like the Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda. So the father can certainly make a Shliach le Kabbalah Saget. Can the daughter, can a man's wife, can the Naira Hamaras, can she make a Shliach le Kabbalah Saget? Why not? So the Gemara says, maybe I should say that she's like Chotzer Aviyah. Chotzer Aviyah, he cannot make a Shliach. So what is the Biur? So the Ramban says that's exactly the biur. Ramban postulates a klal. He says the premise, the assumption of the whole sugya there, the assumption of the machlokes Rabbi Rav Nachman there in Kiddushin Daf Mem Hei is that even though we have a klal v'shiluch malamish ha-shliach ha-shliach, so that's why the shliach lahilacha saget. But the shliach lekabolah saget, the din would certainly be that the ain shliach ha-shliach. Mechaber writes like that. Mechaber writes yesh omrim that ain't shliach is a shliach be kabbalah saget. The wife can appoint a shliach be kabbalah saget. That's the drasha. The shulchan alam shavisa is a shliach, but the shliach ha'isha should be able to make a shliach sheni. The mechaber said yesham that you can't do that. That's the rule of mili. What is going to have later the discussion of mili la mimsra on the shaliach. Some of the achrayim wrote, and the later achrayim claimed that they wrote incorrectly, that mili lo mimsu and shaliach means he cannot appoint the shliach on an issue of mili. That's what the some nachronim write. He cannot appoint the shliach to be magdish and korban, because all he's going to do is make a hakdosh and a pen, make an oral declaration, and that's mili, a bunch of words. And you cannot appoint the shliach on words. So the later achronim say that that's not true. First of all, the Gemara says beferish in Tmurah that chachma askinon that the man, the farmer, made a shliach to be magdish his korban pen. The Gemara beferish that you can make a shliach for hakdosha. And secondly, they say the whole topic of mili lamim sur shaliach is not a limitation. It's not a restriction in the area of making a shliach. It's a restriction in the area of shliach rishon ois or shliach sheni. There's no din that mili you can't make a shliach. You can make a shliach on a mili also. The shliach rishon doesn't have the ability to appoint a shliach sheni on a matter of mili. So that's what the Ramban assumes over here. The Mechaber quotes that Yesham, and he writes La Locha. The Mechaber writes La Locha. What the Ramban says is the premise of the whole Machloek is there in Kiddushin Daf Mem Hei, that if the Isha makes a shliach lekabolas aget, there's no Naira Hamarasa. The woman is 85 years old, and the husband is divorcing her. So she can make a shliach lekabolas aget, but her shliach rishon cannot appoint a shliach sheni, because that's that halacha, b'shilach v'shulchum alam is shliach as a shliach, that's only in the shliach lehalachas aget. The shliach lekabolas aget is a mili issue, because the get can be given bal korcha to the Isha. It's a kula chiddush. It's a chiddush that she can appoint a shliach in the first place. But the shliach rishon that she appoints certainly cannot appoint a shliach sheni, because that's mili. He's not, the shliach rishon is not such a strong vitamin, he should be able to appoint a shliach sheni. So Ramban learns that was the machloikis Rav and Rav Nachman. That the father in kiddushin daf mem hei, that the husband can give the get to the father-in-law when his wife is an Naira Hamarasa, that for sure. That the father-in-law can appoint the shliach, that for sure. The father-in-law can appoint the shliach. The father-in-law shliach cannot appoint the shliach sheni, because that's mili. And shliach rishon oisa shliach sheni by kabbalah saget. Like his Rav Rav Nachman was, the fact that the chachamim hold that the husband can give the get directly to his wife, to the Naira Hamarasa, do we consider the Naira Hamarasa as an independent yad? Is takishtei adayim zeches kach? That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda said. How can it be? How can you have two people buy them on the same kinyan? So the Chachamim hold its exeris hakosuv that the father of the wife, the father-in-law, and the isha, they're both buy them on the gerishim. So each one is a buy them. So each one has the ability to appoint the shliach lekabolas aget. Who should I say no? The Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yehuda's argument. There is no such thing. You never have shtei adayim zeches kach. You can't have two people buy them on the same kinyan. But over here, the fact that the girl herself, the wife herself, can accept the get, that's like a mashal ma'adam adam. That's like a woman can appoint the shliach lekabbalah saget. So there aren't two different bailam. It's not that the woman is a bailam in the kabbalah saget and the shliach is a bailam. No. The isha is the bailam in the kabbalah saget. The shliach, mitam shluch shlodim kemoisai, is considered as if the isha is accepting the get. Yodak yad hashliach kiyad ha'isha, asiyosa kasiyosa. So it's not that they're two independent bailams. And maybe when the Chachamim hold that Hivi Halim Kavlam as Gito, she accepts the get, considered as if she's accepting the get on behalf of the husband, on behalf of her father, on behalf of her father. The sole bailam and the Kabbalah Saget, according to the Chachamim in the Mishnah, is the father. And the Halacha considers it, it must be Exeris Akasa somewhere, the Gemara never quotes what the Pasuk is, the Halacha considers it as if the wife herself can function as a shliach on behalf of the father, but she's not a bailam on the get. She's like a shliach on behalf of the bailam. So since she's only as a shliach, so ain't shliach as a shliach by kabbalas aget. The Ramban develops all of this to be miyashu toisus kasha against Rashi and the Rif. That Rashi originally wrote that this machlokes satanayim Naira Hamarasa, Hirabi Mekablam as Gita. First of all, it only applies to Naira Hamarasa, it doesn't apply to an Nesua. That's a double portion. Once the woman is in Nesua, so she's Yotze Mishu Savir. This is in Kiddushin, Daf Yud Amud Aleph raises a suffix. Maybe that's only a Naira who's in Nesua. Maybe if she's a Ketana who's in Nesua, maybe she's still Mishu Savir to be Mekabel again. But then Tesis comes to the conclusion that it can't be. It's impossible. Once the girl is in Nesua, so the Gemara in the end of Nindorim calls that a Yisayma. She's Yotze Meshus Avi, even though she has a father and a mother, she's not really a Yisayma physically, her parents are both alive. Once she reaches Nisuin, like a Bogeris, is the Yisayma B'chay Avi. She has both parents, but she's not Meshus Avi. So the same thing, once the girl becomes a Nisua, she's not Meshus Avi anymore. The Kivega there on the side of the Daf, and the Gilyan Ashas, and Kiddushin Daf Yudim and Aleph, gives you cross references to Rashi in a few places where Rashi Taka says, like Tesla's strange svar, that the Akhtana Nesua is still Bishus Aviyah, maybe that the father can still be Mekabel Aget even after Nisuin. That's not the accepted opinion. We assume that once there's Nisuin, once there's Bagra, she's Yotze Bishus Aviyah Lagam, so once there's Nisuin, there's nothing to discuss. So the Mishnah says only Naira Hamarasa to the exclusion of a Naira Hanesua. Would you say Naira Hamarasa to the exclusion of a Akhtana Hamarasa? That the Tanakhama says he be a Makabla Mezgita, that's only by Naira Hamarasa. But if it be a Ketana Hamarasa, then the din would be different. That's what Rashi originally wrote. And the Rif writes like that. Rashi originally wrote like that, and Taisa says, Kan Chazabar Rashi. Rashi backed that. Because it's a beferishi gemara in kiddushin on daf memhei on the base where it says beferish that by a ktana hamarasa that the same din applies here the avim of kavlam as deep. It's a beferishi gemara. So that's Tosis kasha. How can the Rif maintain such an opinion? It's against the beferishi gemara. So the Ramban has a harifus over here to answer the kasha. He says if you look in the gemara, that gemara that understood that gemara in kiddushin memhei on the base. That understood Pshat in the Mishnah later. On Samachay Amar Aleph in Git, the next Mishnah, Tamasham is Kabbalah Git, they ain't a get. And she agir get Liyada. So the Gemara in the Havamina thought that it's talking about a Ketana Hamaroso who's still Bishu Saviyah. The Gemara says, no, there's no father. The father died already a long time ago. She's a Ketana Yisayim. So the Gemara originally thought that it's talking about a Ketana Hamaroso. Says, Befeirish, a Ketana Hamaroso could be in the Kabbalah Get herself. She can't appoint a Shliach. Because a ketana is a lot bazda, she can't appoint a shliach. But as she get to yada, will be megureshes. So you see a beferish in Mishnah. The Gemara says, isn't it a beferish in Mishnah that the ketana can be mekabel get herself? So that's what Tosis says. That the way the Gemara had a havamina, this Mishnah is a tiyuft against Rashi with the Rif. Beferish that a ketana amaros it can be mekabel her own get. So the Ramban says, read the Gemara slowly and carefully. He says the Gemara had a machlokes Rava and Rav Nachman. Whether the Naira Hamarasa has the ability to appoint a Shliach Lekabolas Agetah. So what was the Nekuda Samachlek? He says, this is exactly the point of debate. Do the Chachomim disagree with Reb Yudah and they hold that this case, based on Exeris HaKosov, Ishtei Adayim Zechaz Ka'achas, that both are a Bailam and Kabolas Aget. The father is a Bailam and Kabolas, an independent Bailam and Kabolas Aget. And the Isha, the Naira Hamarasa, is an independent Bailam and Kabolas Aget. So if that's the case, so then, number one, the din would be the same by a ketana. Why should it be different? And the din would be that just like the father is an independent bailam and kabbalas aget, and the father can appoint a shliach le kabbalas aget, so the wife can also, the naira marosa, can also appoint a shliach le kabbalas aget. So the Ramban writes, yeah, that's Rava speaking over there. Rava argues with the Rav Nachman. Rava holds that the naira marosa can appoint a shliach, so adinami, if she would be a ketana, she would be able to be mekabel aget herself. Because Rabbah's opinion is that here the Chachamim disagree fundamentally with Reb Yudah. They hold that Ishtei Adayim Zechaz Ka'achat, each is an independent Bible. But the Ramban says, La'halacha, the Gemara comes to the Maskana, we don't pass like Rabbah, we pass like Rab Nachman. Rab Nachman says that the Naira Hamarasi cannot appoint the Shliach Mekabolas Aget. So why not? So the Gemara said a funny lotion there, that's Kechotzer Rabbi Adam. What kind of a, what do you mean Kechotzer Rabbi Adam? Amman says, no, this is what it means. The Rabbanan, I'm asking with Rabbi Yudah's argument that Ein Shtei Adayim Zechaz Ka'achat. Can't have two people bailam on the same thing. So how do the Chachamim say, he be Avim Mekablam is Gita? It's like a Shliach. The Ketana, the Naira Hamarasa, has the ability to accept the get. The Torah is as if she were a Shliach. The Torah declared as if she's a Shliach on behalf of the Father. And in Kabbalah Saget, we say, Ein Shliach HaSa Shliach. That's what Rav Nachman says. That's what the Rama Rasa cannot appoint a Shliach. She herself is a Pchina of a Shliach. Ein Shliach Rishon HaSa Shliach Sheni, by Kabbalah Saget. So the Ramban says, once you say like that, that Nara Hamarasa's ability to be Mekabel Aget is not because she's an independent Bible. She's like a Shliach on behalf of the Father. As if the Torah declared she's a Shliach, so Ketana cannot serve as a Shliach for someone else. And Naira can be a Shliach for someone else. If the wife accepts the get as an independent bailam, so the din says that a man can give a get to his wife who's a ketana, she's the bailam on kabbalas aget. But if the wife only has the ability to accept the get, the Torah is a shliach on behalf of the father, so ketana, if she's a ketana, so she cannot serve as a shliach. So that's Ramban's harifus. He says when the Gemara had a havamina to interpret the Mishnah on Samachay Amar Aleph in Gittin, but it is good. So it's beferish against Rashi and the Rif. So he says the one who thought pshat like that in the Mishnah was Rava, who was trying to make a kasha against Rav Nachman. And Rava the Shitasa holds that the Isha can make a shliach, because Rava thinks that the Isha is an independent island. He holds that Shtei Adayim Zechaz Ka'achas over here. But once you come to the conclusion, halachic Rav Nachman, that the ability of the Naira Hamarasa to accept the get is not Betoris independent bailam, she's Betoris Shliach of the father, so then a Ketana can't be a Shliach. It's a Harifus that he has. But Shilchap another Nafkamina, Shilchap the following Nafkamina. The Rif later on Daf Peivav gives you the text of the get, the Nusach of the get. So in the Rif, it's on Daf Memhe on the base in the Vilna Shas. So the way it says, b'kach v'kach v'shabbos, you say which day of the week it is, you say which day of the month, b'shnas kach v'kach l'b'yisal, then you show them kan, the name of the city, then you write, eich ano ploini bar ploini l'garish ha'sishti. So in the text of the Rif it says, eich. What do you mean, eich? So it means, we the undersigned testify that, eich, we testify that the man is divorcing his wife. So that's what it says in Iksubah. It says in all of Iksubahs, eich. The chassan, we testify the way the chassan says, and I obligate myself to give you the ksuban, the sefer's ksuban in the dunya, and so on and so forth. So on the side, in Ois Gimel and Shilta Gimel, it tells you to look in the Rosh. The Rosh says that that's a misprint. It shouldn't say eich. Eich is good by ksuban, by shtar raya, when it's like in Eretz Yisrael, the practice is when they have a ksuban, so they write anan sahadi eich. We, the undersigned, testified to the fact that the chassan proposed to the girl, said, Habele liyintu, and accepted upon himself the obligations of ksuba, tosefes, ksuba, etc. But he says, a get is supposed to serve as a shtaraya, and it's supposed to say, Beloshen habal, I am divorcing you. That's why the Beishmuel and Ebenezer writes that the minig used to be, here the Rif has also in the text, he has the two signatures on the bottom of the page, on Daphne and Hamid Beis, he has Reuven ben Yaakov A and Eliezer ben Gilad A. So the minhag used to be years ago that the Aiden who would sign a get would write at the end Aid, and the Aiden who signed the Ksuba would not write Aid. So the Bishmul says, what is that all about? So he says, Pashut, the get is written by Loshon Abal, I am hereby divorcing you. I, Pliny, am hereby divorcing you, Plinus. So I means the husband, so who signed on the bottom? The names on the bottom don't correspond to me. It has the husband's name in the middle. So that's why they have to identify themselves. Reuven and Yaakov Eid, Eliezer ben Gilad, they have to say that they're Eidim. But he says in Iksuba, it says, we the undersigned, Anan Sahadi, Eich, or even our Iksuba usually doesn't say Anan Sahadi, but it says Eich. So it's a dead giveaway. It means that we the undersigned are testifying that we saw this and this. So of course they're the Eidim. So they don't have to identify who they are. It's not necessary to write, after they write their name, the right aid. The later Achrayim write in the Kitzah Nachla Shiva, which is written by somebody from Hungary, so he writes, in the 1800s, the minig changed, and they wrote aid even by Ksuba. Even though the minig in the days of the Beis Shmuel was only write aid after a get, but after the Yedim sign on a get, so the minig developed by Ksuba also you write aid. But the Rosh says over here, he thinks that that word aid is a mistake in the Rif. And we today, when we write Gidin, we don't write Eich, we write the get Baloshan Habal. So let's say you have, for example, the following. The husband is not giving the get directly to the wife. He's giving the get to a shaliach. Let's say the shaliach is the brother of the wife. So when he gives the get to the brother, he says, Hare achoscho mugureshes mimeni. He doesn't say, Hare at mugureshes. He's talking to his brother-in-law. He can't say, Hare at mugureshes. The brother-in-law is never married to him. He says, Hare achoscho mugureshes mimeni. That's when he says, Bal peh. He says, Vahare hi muteres l'chol adam. She, your sister, should be allowed to marry anybody. What text does he write in the get? So he's not supposed to write Hare Achoscho Megureshes. The get has to be written Beloshen Noichach between the husband and the wife. So he writes in the get Hare At Megureshes Memenu Hare At Muteris L'Chol Adam. What if the father is Mekabel a get for Bito Ktana or Naira? So the father is an independent Bailum. So you don't write Hare At Megureshes Memenu. I'm writing to the father. The father is the bailam for kabbalas aget. So I have to write Hare Bitech Megureshes. The same lashon that you would say when you would give the get. Same lashon you would say bal peh when you give the get to the father. You would say Hare Bitech Megureshes. Men v'Hare Himu Teres L'Chol Adam. So you write that text in the get. Also you write Hare Bitech Megureshes Men because the father is the bailam. So the husband speaks to the father-in-law. What if the husband is giving the get directly to the wife? So when he says Baal Peh, he says Hareyat Megureshes Men, Hareyat Muteres L'Chol Adam. What text does he write in the get? So Lachari should depend the way the Ramban in the Melchamis interpreted over here on Daf Samach Dalet. He interprets that the Machlokes Rav and Rav Nachman in Kiddushin Daf Mem Hey is exactly that: is the bas, is the wife an independent Baalam and Kabbalas Aget? The two independent is Shtei Adaim Zeches Kachas. The father is a Baalam and Kabbalas Aget, and the daughter is a Baalam. So if he's going to give the get to the father, then he should write in the get Hare Bitach Megureshes Mimeni. And if he gives the get to the wife, then he should write Hare At Megureshes Mimeni. That would be according to Rava. But we pass to the Maskone that the Baas is not an independent Baal. She cannot make a Shliach, because she herself is only like a Shliach. Ve'en Shliach ha'is a Shliach be'kabolas ha'get. So even if he's giving the get directly to the wife, when he gives her the get, he says, Harayat Mugoresh is Mene v'Harayat Muteris L'chalot. But in the text of the get, it has to say, Haribitech Mugoresh is Mene. A funny Chiddush. According to the Ramban, that we Paskal and Maskona, that the sole Bailam on the Kabbalah Saget is the father. The daughter is only Yad Yisera Zachele Rachmona. The daughter, he can give the get directly to his wife, but she's not a Bailam on the Kabbalah Saget. And the Loshan de Rosh Tain is that the Loshan Haget has to be written Loshan Noichach between the two Bailam, between the husband who's the Megarish and the Bailam for the Kabbalah Saget. So according to the Ramban, Lefi Maskona Sasugi and Kiddush, and the sole Bailam on Kabbalah Saget is really the father. The daughter is only like a shliach for the father. So if you give a get to the shliach, when you say Baal Peh, you say Harei Achoscha. Let's say the wife's brother is the shliach lekabolas aget. You say Harei Achoscha Megoresh Esmena V'Harei Hi Moteris L'Chalot. But what do you write in the text of the get? You don't know how to write Harei Achoscha. You have to write B'loshenoch Harei At Megoresh Esmena V'Harei At Moteris. Here when he's giving the get directly to the wife, but the wife is not an independent Bible. The wife is only like the shliach of the father. So it has to have a lashon as if you're talking to the father. So he gives the get directly to the wife, and the text of the get has to say, Haribitech Megoreshes Meva, Harehimu Teres Lachalot. It's a chiddush. That's how the Ramban comments over here. The Mishnah later on, Samach Vav and Aleph, the first Mishnah of Samach Vav and Aleph gives the situation. The Romans used to torture the Jews to death. They would put a person in a dungeon in a bar, and he would be there till he dropped dead. So the man doesn't want his wife to be spooka lechalitza, spooka leyogam. So he screams out, "Call me shemei koyle yichter get liyishti." He identifies who he is. He says, "My name is so and so. I live in such and such a city. Do me a favor, give a get to my wife." So the Gemara says, you have to have hakorim and piacherim. The Gemara says in Yevamos daf lamed tes on the base, when the yovam is about to do the chalitza, so you don't believe him when he says on his own. Let's say the yovam comes from Switzerland to London to perform the chalitza. So how do the rabbanim in London know that that's the brother-in-law? Maybe that's the boyfriend. He wants to marry the yovam, so he's making believe he comes to London. He's making believe that he's the yovam. They do the chalitza, then they'll give her a tour, they give her a shtar chalitza, then they'll go back to Switzerland and she'll marry him, and that's her boyfriend. So how do you know? So the Gemara says you have to have hakorim and piacherim, you have to have an eid echot. Machlokes in Yivam is lametes and a base, but they need hakorim mishnei edim, hakorim be'ed echot. So we pass on hakorim be'ed echot is sufficient. So how come over here there isn't even hakorim mitam eid echot? If a man comes to the bez and he wants to divorce his wife, so he has to bring an eid echot, at least an eid echot, to testify, I am the husband of the wife. Maybe he's the boyfriend. Maybe he's going to make believe that he's giving the woman a get, and then they're going to give the woman a tour, and then they'll go to another city, and then he'll marry her. Who says that he is the husband? So you always require hakorim and piachim. So the Gemara asks, well, over here, there's obviously no hakorim and piachim. The guy's mushluch bebor, and he screams out, my name is so-and-so, and I live in such a city. Do me a favor, give a get to my wife. So no one knows who he is. So the Gemara says, you see from this Mishnah, the Bishas HaSakonikas, the Nois Nafal Pishem Akir. So that's what the Tzoyis writes in Chosh Mishmah, that Gemara in Yivam is Dachlan, the test on the base, that you have to have Hakorah Mipi Acherim, and we Paskin Eid Echad is sufficient. That whole din is only Midi Rabbanon, and you need it L'chadchila Hecha De'efshar, and Hecha De'lo Yefshar. You rely on Hakorah Satzma. He says, my name is so-and-so, and I'm married to this woman. Or here the Yovam comes, that's in Ebenezer, they quote the Sefer Beis Hillel, is a chibur on Shulchan Aruch. So the Beis Hillel writes, it was once a maisa that the Yovan came from Erchakim, and he said he wants to do chalitz, and he didn't have any identification. There was nobody with him. So it was a shas hadchak. There's no way to prove whether he is the Yovan, not the Yovan, if he's in the same city where he lives all the time, and it's not so difficult to get an erechot to testify he is the Yovan, he is the surviving brother of the Nifter. So then the Gemara has a din. You need hakarim and piacherim erechot. But if he traveled merchakim, he traveled to different places. It was difficult enough for him to spend $5,000 to come from South Africa to Eretz Yisrael, whatever, in order to do the chalitza. He should pay money to another person to come from South Africa to identify who he is. It's going to cost twice as much. So the Beis Hillel writes that they did the chalitza. None of the rabbonim opposed it. It's like this Gemara that Vishasa Tzakana, you revert back to the Ikadin. So on this Mishnah, Tosis has a comment that the Gemara in the Dorim says that there's a violation of Muda Hanoi if I ask someone to do something for me. I ask somebody, please do me a favor, be Machrish Trimus and Isis for me. So if I took a netter, I'm not allowed to get Hanoi from him. He made a netter. Either I took a netter, he made a netter, that I'm not allowed to get Hanoi from him. So he's going to do Shlichusi Kov, and he's going to do something on my behalf that I requested of him. So that's clearly a violation of Muda Hanoi. What if I didn't ask him particularly, the miyuchad, that he should do the hafrashas truma for me? I asked to do something for me. I just make a general statement called Rotzen Litrum Yava Beyitrum. Whoever wants to be mafrish trumas and isis on my peris is okay with me. So then the Gemara says that there's no violation of Muda Hanoi. So Tosis understood that pshat is called Rotzen Litrum Yava Beyitrum, that it's not called shlichus. If it would have been shlichusi kovid, then it would be a violation of Muda Hanoi. So it must be that it's not called Shlichus, because he said Kol HaRotze, he didn't specify who. So that was the Kasha, but in this Mishnah it says Kol HaShemeas Koli, Yichtav Get Liishtin. Here you see that it is Shlichus. By Ksivas HaGet, you can't write the Get without Shlichus. There, Tosis thought that the Pshat and the Gemara was, it can be Mafish, Chumas, and Maises based on Zachon Yodim Shalai B'Fonim. But over here, you can't give a Get based on Zachon Yodim Shalai B'Fonim. You have to assume that Kol HaShemeas Koli is a Shlichus. So Tosis gives one answer. Shema yesh lechalek, the last, the Tosis samachvav menal is given mask for kala shemeh koili. The Shema, the last four lines. Shema yesh lechalek, the hochalai kama kala rotsa lichbo, the kala shemeh is koili. Yichudi yachta ilanisha shemeh koili. The Tosis says a svara, and Rav Soloveitchik thought that pshat in the last four lines in Tosis was the following. When you're appointing somebody as a shliach, means the koyach bailus that I have, I give over to the shliach. Shluchu shlovin kemos. Bailus means exclusive. I'm like Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah. It can't be ein shtei adam zeches kach. It can't be that two people are the same, are the bailam on the same thing. You can have a shliach, but the shliach is not an independent bailam. The shluchu shlovin kemos. I'm the bailam, and he's acting on my behalf. But Rabbi Yehuda argues you can't have shtei adam zeches. You can't have two people bailam. So that's what Tosis says. If I'm going to say, when you appoint the shaliach, so you're giving over the koyach ha-bailus to the other person. The Tosis says, bailus by definition means it's exclusive. I'm the bailum to the exclusion of all others. So you can't have such a bailus as kol ha-roitze, whoever wants. Kol ha-roitze is open to the immediate whole world. You can't say that everybody is considered a bailum. So that's the Gemara in Nidori, Madaf, Lamed, Vol. When he says kol ha-roitze, litrum, yavo v'yitrum, that's not a violation of Muda Hanoi. Because that's not a shliach. That's Zalchan Yodim Shlo Yomar. But over here, when he's Yichud Yachdei, he doesn't open it up to the immediate world. He says, Kol HaShemeas Koili. It's not everybody, only those who can hear him. So since there is a limit, not everybody hears him, so since Yichud Yachdei, that is considered a shliach. The other opinion of Tosis holds not so. The other opinion of Tosis holds that even when you say Kol HaRotze Likni Yavo V'Yitran, it's also shlichus. They're both shlichus. Kol HaShemeas Koli, Kol HaRotze, it's also shlichus. And that's not a problem. You can open up, you can say shlichus, 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 you can open up to the whole immediate world. But nonetheless, despite the fact that it is shlichus, it's not a violation of Muda Hanoi, it's not an ironclad rule that whenever shlichus ikovis, that's automatically a violation of Muda Hanoi. It's only if it's shlichus ikovis, with Yichudi Yachdei. It's not Yichudi Yachdei, it's in Hilchus Muda Hanoi, it's not a violation. He didn't ask him specifically to do it. But the one opinion of Tosis was an interesting idea. It's along the lines of what Rabbi Yehuda argued in our Mishnah. And the way the Ramban says in the Melchamis here, he holds that the Rabbanon don't really disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. They're maskim even halacha l'maisa with Rabbi Yehuda. That it's even over here, when you have Xeris HaKosev, it's also ein shtei adayim zeches kachas. The girl can accept a get, not as an independent bailim, as a shliach of the father, as representing the father. The sole bailim is really the father on the kabbalas get. So along the lines of Rabbi Yehuda, that he says such a svara, that bailis means exclusivity, that you can't have two people bailim on the same thing. When you have two shoots from them, they're not bailim on the same thing. I own 50%, you own 50%. I own 30%, you own 70%. Whatever I own, you don't own. I can't sell all. I own a share, and you always share it. Each one has chusik tashmish on all. So along the lines of Rabbi Yehuda, that's what the last four lines in Tosis are being mechalek, that when you appoint a shliach, you're giving over the koach bailus to others. So there is no such thing, giving over the koach bailus to the whole world. That's not called bailus. You have to limit it a little bit. According to this, just to review again, according to this Muhammad, it comes out of Chiddush. When the husband wants to give the get directly to his wife, so even though when he gives it the get balteh, he says Hariat Mugoresh is the man of the Hariat Muteris Lachalodon, but in the text of the get, it can't say Hariat Mugoresh, it has to say Hari Bitach Mugoresh is the man, the Harihim Muteris Lachalodon. Because the Bailin, the Isha is not an independent Bailin. The Isha is only considered like a Shliach of her father, and the father is the sole Bailin, because the Rabbanon really agree with Rabbi Yudah. According to Rab Nachman and Kiddushin and the other days, the Rabbanon really agree with Rabbi Yudah. So the sole Bailin is the father in the Kabbalah Saget, and the Rosh has this point commenting on the Rif. You got to cross out the word Eich. The get always has to be written Beloshon Noichach between the husband and the other party, whoever the other party is. So, according to the Maskana, Halacha Rab Nachman, the other party is the father-in-law, not the wife at all.
I don't know.